You probably heard us talking about this over the last couple of days. The 21-day equity challenge being put on by a Michigan high school. Actually, the entire school district, really. Parents not pleased with it at all. Neither is my next guest, Rocky Rochkowski. I got it. Former state rep in the Michigan House. Rocky, you spell your name, you make it tough on me, son. But here he is, Rocky Rochkowski. I appreciate it, Rocky, for being here. This is something that has people upset. You're also the Oakland County Republican Party chair. Tell me about this 21-day equity challenge, Rocky.
Well, Steve, I really appreciate you having us on today and talking about this issue, because it's one that really impacts not just Oakland County, but all counties and all school districts across the entire state of Michigan. What the school district did was they published this 21-day equity challenge, and it involves their DEI program, which involves diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, we as Republicans or conservatives or right-minded individuals will always agree with diversity. We will always agree with inclusion, but equity, that's where we have some issues, because we believe in equity in education, but equality everywhere else. Life isn't equitable, and we strongly believe in equality, and we strongly believe that equity means that if one student can't read at the appropriate grade level and another one can, the one that can't, you give them the assistance. That's equity in education. That we can support. But we can't support an equity challenge that basically on day 20 says, do not call the United States a land of opportunity because it's a microaggression. Steve, I served in the military for 27 years. I retired as a colonel in the Army, and I got to tell you, my parents immigrated here.
What we would need to do is explain to the 200,000 plus people that ran across our southern border last year illegally, more than 2 million in all in 2021, and the 1 million people that came here legally, like your parents, and immigrated legally, the more than 3 million people that came to America, both legally and illegally in 2021, should be told, there's nothing here. There's no land of opportunity, and because you're coming to a racist, horrible place. Why would you come here? I mean, it's nonsense, Rocky,
Isn't that terrible? Exactly, and that's why I agree with you, and that's why a group of us on a freezing Michigan day went out there to protest and to basically civilly have our voice be heard. All we want is the school boards to put conservatives at the table. They specifically exclude conservatives because they want to push their socialist agenda, their leftist agenda on our kids. And what we want, what we don't want, is indoctrination. What we do want is education. Every kid, no matter what their color, race, creed, whatever it is, should have an opportunity to have an outstanding education. And we support that. What we do not support is the indoctrination and changing things to make people feel better about putting lipstick on a pig, and that lipstick is the leftist agenda. For example, one of the other days was they encouraged parents to join the BLM organization, to donate, to participate in a protest so that they could understand equity, or to donate to a bail reform organization. Well, we don't. I don't understand that. If someone goes to prison or goes to jail or is arrested for a specific reason, it's on them. It shouldn't be an organization that is funded or by public tax dollars in the Farmington Public Schools to sort an idea of changing people's beliefs and having them support bail reform.
So here's the problem.
Or even help people get bailed out.
Here's the problem. The school district doesn't care. They've told you to go pack sand, Rocky.
Yeah, that's right. And that night beforehand, we spoke with Terry Weems, their board president, and a few of their board members, and said, "Listen, all we want is a seat at the table, and we want to work with this." Well, guess what? And they basically did tell us to pound sand, and they. What was interesting, there was a lot of school board members from other school districts in Oakland County supporting this school board and their operation. So we're going to take it to the next level. We're going to take it to the ballot box. That's the best place to overthrow.
So tell me about that, the ballot box. What are you going to do when it comes to elections?
Well, the Oakland County Republican Party is helping local moms, dads, students, and local organizations, and we're coordinating. We're basically helping candidates. We're training them on how to run for school board. We're going to help finance them. We're raising money at the Oakland County Republican Party. Our website is oaklandgop.org, oaklandgop.org, and we're basically helping to raise money, teach people how to run for school board, helping them in their campaigns for school board. And we're going to be doing this in a micro-targeted way where if you don't want to listen to us and you don't want to do it the right way, we're going to unseat you.
Yeah. Well, as I have told people on this program, Rocky, I've told people on this program for almost 10 years now that the way to affect politics, the place you start is a local school board, because Republicans and conservatives, for the most part, drove by the schoolhouse with this naive belief that they were teaching those kids what you and I were taught, that America's a great place that defends the world and defends civil rights. And though we had flaws, our Constitution, our founding documents were able to navigate through those difficult times, and the civil rights movement is a great example, and that we have overcome great obstacles and great things to become a great people and a great nation. That's what we thought was being taught at the schoolhouse, Rocky, but it wasn't. Those people are being taught by radical leftists who are teaching our kids that America was a terrible place, that it was based on racism and other stuff, which is a complete and utter garbage. And so where you affect change is at the school board level. That's step one to changing the narrative in this country.
That's right. I think we're just launching your school board race, Steve Gruber. Steve Gruber for school board. But I got to tell you, Steve, also one other thing. As a father of a daughter who's going to public schools in Oakland County, you know, I believe in gender equity. I believe men and women should be given the same opportunities. But when they talk about gender equity, they're also talking about transgendered students in sports.
Absolutely not. The answer is no. The answer is absolutely. Title IX was created to protect women. I have a daughter who is in sports as well. And the fact that you would have an intact male competing against women that have worked their tails off, and they get cheated off the podium. But not just that. They get cheated out of college scholarships. They get cheated out of opportunities that they earned. That they earned.
Where's the equity?
There is no equity there.
Where's the equity there?
That's insanity. It's a different word.
These people talk about inclusion and diversity, but yet all they do is they tear the fabric that keeps us together. They want racism, and they create racism. And the sad part about it is now we're going to be celebrating Martin Luther King and what Martin Luther King stood for, which I believe all of us and your listeners subscribe to.
Agreed.
Judge a person by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. Let's be colorblind and work and help men and our young men and women in schools be great Americans and know that this is a land of opportunity. Let's stop the leftist agenda that keeps tearing down our country and basically trying to compare us as an equal to Venezuela.
Exactly right. Rock, you got to leave it there. Greatly appreciate it. Quickly, again, where can people find out more real quick?
Again, oaklandgop.org, oaklandgop.org. Support our efforts to take over and help bring school justice back.
Rocky Rochkowski, greatly appreciate it. Thank you, sir. There you have it. Yeah, you know, we'll put it out there. And if there's an alternative point of view, we'll welcome your voice here, too. If you don't agree with what he said, get on the program. You can always dial in 888. Wait. What is it? 888-310-9966. 888-310-9966. 877. That's what it is. I knew I was wrong about that. 877-310-9966. You see, I'm old.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmers market. And many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge Cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know that